Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the opportunity to worship you. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit would increase our faith and trust in you. Just as you gave faith to Abraham, would you do the same for us? Continue to work in and through us in amazing ways. Help us to see how you are with us no matter what. It's in your name we pray. Amen. So my sermon title this morning is Faith in Jesus Above All. But is it? I mean, true biblical faith has Jesus as the object. But can we be real with each other? I mean, no one else is listening. It's just you and me. Okay? Like, the reality is it always faith in Jesus above all? Or is it sometimes faith in self, talents, or skills above all? Or faith in money, control, or power above all? Is it faith in the Vols, or Titans, or Predators, or Grizzlies, or your favorite college or pro team above all? Faith in your decisions, choices above all? Faith in your kids or your family or your friends above all? Are you aware that there's some of us in this room that we listen to the opinions or the wisdom of our friends or family more than Jesus? That's right. We will listen to our friends and family's opinions and wisdom more than Jesus at times. But according to Hebrews chapter 11, this is what real faith is. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Faith is believing God will keep his promises despite circumstances that seem to be to the contrary. Faith is a backward and forward look at how God has done mighty things, both in the days gone by and how he can also be trusted in the future. All of these are definitions of faith. Now, our faith is often tested most when our present circumstances seem contrary to what God has revealed to us in his word. That's really the situation that Abraham's facing. And yet, he doesn't succumb to doubting in the dark to what God told him in the light. And so, even though the sermon text is in Hebrews, I'm also going to be talking a lot about Genesis 22. And so if you have your Bible with you or the Bible's in front of you, you can flip to Genesis 22 and see this story about Abraham and Isaac. And look at what it says in verse 1 right away in Genesis chapter 22. It says, God tested Abraham. That makes us feel a little uncomfortable. What? God tested Abraham. God does not test. If I had my little reading glasses on, which I don't need them yet, but I'm getting close, I'd be like, it says it right there. God tested Abraham. He tested him. And it says, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I shall tell you. So Abraham is asked to sacrifice the one whom all of God's promises were dependent on, the child he had waited for so long. God says, sacrifice him as a burnt offering. Yet Abraham was ready. Perhaps more shocking than God's incomprehensible command to sacrifice Isaac was actually Abraham's immediate obedience. In a sense, this was Abraham's only begotten son. He was the son of the promise. And yet, look at Abraham's response. There's no arguing. There's no hesitation. There's no bargaining with God. There's no reminding, hey, God, do you remember how long it took me and Sarah to have this child? Like, we had to wait a long time for you. Instead, Abraham gets up early, he saddles his donkey, and he heads out to obey. And then in verse 5 of chapter 22, it says this: Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you. Now, I'm going to share a Hebrew word here because just one letter being present or not being present matters in verse 5. And it's not to share like how smart I am or intelligent I am of knowing Hebrew and all this. It's to make the point of what Scripture is saying because it's powerful at what God's word is saying. So here's how just one tiny letter in a word can make a difference. So when Abraham tells his servants that he and Isaac are going to worship and that they will return, that verb return, when Abraham uses it, he's using a plural form of that Hebrew verb. And the Hebrew verb is nashuvah, like Nashville at the beginning, nashuvah. And that means we will return. So Abraham's telling his servants, me and Isaac are going to return, or Isaac and I, if I want to get the English right, we will return. The singular form, if Abraham was planning on Isaac not returning because of this command that God had asked him to do, he would have used the word ashuva, not nashuva. So ashuva without the end is I will return. But he says, we will return. This one-letter change is showing Abraham's complete trust in God's promise to make Isaac's offspring into a mighty nation, regardless of what God had just asked him to do. This faith freed Abraham to fully obey a command he didn't entirely understand. And are we shocked? Would we understand this command either? How could Abraham reconcile the command to offer Isaac as a burnt offering with his confidence that both he and Isaac would later come down from the mountain? Well, the author of Hebrews gives us the answer in verse 19, found in your bulletin of Hebrews 11. He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. So it's saying Abraham considered God could raise Isaac from the dead. That's why he said, we will return, because he knew, regardless of what God asked him to do, I know he's going to fulfill this covenant somehow, even though I don't know how he's going to do it. Abraham's unflinching trust and unhesitating obedience rested on the foundation of who Abraham knew God to be. Abraham knew God is completely good, and he never commands evil. Abraham knew God is completely wise. He must have a plan. Abraham knew God is completely just, and he would not treat Isaac unfairly. And Abraham knew God is completely powerful, and he would keep his promises no matter what. So even in the midst of this apparent contradiction, Abraham could trust and obey, not because he knew exactly what was going on, but because he knew the one who did. This is a faith that is obedient. That's an unquestioning faith. Abraham moves forward with his offering to give up his son Isaac. And you thought you were giving until it hurts. When Abraham demonstrated his faith through this radical test, what happens? Angel says, no, Dave, no, Abraham, we believe that you have faith in God. You don't have to do anything to your son. There's a ram in the thicket. See, it's right there. There it is. Go get it. And sacrifice that instead of your son. And that ram was offered in place of Isaac. A theologian named Brown states, Isaac was received back from the verge of death, a sign of God's unfailing provision in the moment of man's desperate need. There's no contradiction when God is at work because he works no matter what the situation and how desperate or dire that it may look. The proof of Abraham's faith was his willingness to give back to God everything he had, including the son of the promise who was miraculously received because of his faith. After all the waiting and the wondering, the son had been given by God. Yet before the son, Isaac, was grown, God asked for him back. And Abraham was willing to obey. He knew that this covenant could only be fulfilled through Isaac. And it was unconditional. And he knew God would do whatever is necessary, including raising Isaac from the dead to keep this covenant. Some of you here this morning maybe find yourself where you feel like you're just dead. You're dealing with an addiction that you've been struggling with for years, and you've tried everything, and there doesn't appear to be hope. It just seems like you're dead. You have a really tough financial situation. And it seems like financially, you're dead. You've received a diagnosis that is not the most promising for your health. And you feel like, I'm dead. You just lost a friend or family member. And there's part of you in your heart where you just feel dead. If this is where you are in life, I want to remind you to get back into the book, God's Word, and remind yourself that God resurrects that which is dead. I mean, he makes rivers in a desert. He resurrects your life through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. You and I were dead in sin. No way we could get out. And what did Jesus do? He brought you and I life forever. He's got you, no matter what you're dealing with. A theologian named Charles Spurgeon of yesteryear, he says this, it may be that Isaac, though a gift from God, began to usurp God's place. And Isaac may become an idol. The dearest thing we have, the most precious, the most beloved, may still become an abomination by being made an idol to keep us away from God. Some of the heathen worship gods of mud, other worship gods of gold, but there's no difference in the idolatry. Whether the image be made of mire or of the most precious metal. Do you have any idols, dear friends? Whatever your idols may be, they will bring you a world of trouble, for you must not love nothing in comparison with God. He must be first, and everything else has to be far away in the background. He will endure no rivals. God tests Abraham to see who has most of his heart's love. Now, even though Abraham did not have to sacrifice his son, there was somebody who had to sacrifice their son. God sacrificed his son for all of you and for me. Because you were worth it. He calls you his son and his daughter. He wanted you to have life. And he was going to do whatever he had to do to fulfill that covenant, that you were going to receive eternal life, that he was going to pay the price for you. And so Jesus gave up everything. God the Father gave up everything. His son. So you and I would have life. Why? Because you matter to God. He loves you. He sees you. You're redeemed by him. You're renewed by him. You're restored by him. Faith in Jesus above all. He desires and gives you faith so that you would have that faith in Jesus, so that you would know that you are loved and you are redeemed. That is a gift Jesus gives to you every day. So receive it today. Amen. Please rise.